Dear students, it's time to discuss the assignment for Chapter 2, Money Management Skills, Financial Statements, and Budgeting. Look, these two documents are, in my humble opinion, the most important financial documents you're going to create and use for the rest of your life. Businesses have these, of course they do. People should have them too. Personal financial planning, if we want to be effective, those goals that we set for ourselves in Chapter 1, we're going to need to know where we are and how we're going to get to where we want to go. And that's what the financial statements do. So you're going to create two of these, not just one, two. People get confused. But you're going to create your cash flow statement, which is sometimes called the income statement, and a net worth statement, which the accountants call the balance sheet. Now, as we say in the presentation, the accountants hate it when we use the term cash flow statement. To them, it's an income statement. A cash flow statement is something different. But we're not doing accounting. We're doing personal financial planning. So these, as we say, are the two most important financial documents you will ever create. Keep them updated. They will serve you well in the future. Now, please do listen, watch, read the Chapter 2 presentation. You can use a 99-cent calculator, folks. You know, it's very simple once you lay it all out. But a spreadsheet makes things so much easier. Why? Because it does all the calculations for you. All you have to do is just, you know, type in different numbers and boom. Now, if you've never used a spreadsheet before, really, folks, it's like a big bingo calculator. It's not really that difficult. They are incredibly powerful now with all kinds of bells and whistles, but you don't need those. In fact, we've already created two spreadsheets for you. All you have to do is learn how to play around with them. And of course, there's a presentation on how to use the spreadsheet, so check that out. You can use Excel, or you can use Google Docs for free. And then you can also use LibreOffice or OpenOffice if you're so inclined. But remember, Google Docs gives you all kinds of storage too, and you can use it on your phone or your tablet or your computer. It's very, very cool. Now, if you choose to use Excel, then it is much better for you to download the spreadsheet to your computer, or if you have a cloud account or something like that. First, some browsers will let you work on the spreadsheet inside the browser. The problem is they get all messed up. So save it to your computer or to your cloud storage, whatever. And of course, if you use Google Docs, you're going to make a copy so that it's in your drive, which is called My Drive. But it's your drive because in My Drive, you can't change my spreadsheet because it's mine. So hope you didn't get confused by that. Because this information is highly personal, very private, you may decide to submit these two documents with your true financial situation or simply make up the data. Remember, I'm required by law to keep all this information private, so don't worry, I'm not going to tell the world how much or little you make. But either way, it is in your best long-term financial interests to have your true net worth statement, your true cash flow statement on hand, up to date, especially the cash flow statement. Put them somewhere where you'll see them, refrigerator, bedroom, mirror. I would be happy and honored to discuss your individual situation with you. All information is strictly confidential, protected by law. So don't hesitate to make an appointment with me. So remember, you need two documents. What happens is people do the spreadsheet and the cash flow is the first page and they do that one and then they forget to go to the next page and do the net worth statement. So make sure you've gone through the presentation. So do your cash flow statement, do your net worth statement, and then the last two pages you don't have to turn in. Those are for your personal use as we discuss in the presentation on how to use them. They don't have to be submitted. But if you do, use the last two pages where you update it every month and then create an entire year's worth of data. You will know where every dime in your financial world went. Very cool. Also, talk to your friends, family members, colleagues about the cash flow statement, the net worth statement. Ask them if they've created their financial statements, because remember, you're going to be the financial guru for your friends, family, and coworkers, and they need your help. So motivate them to find out, where did all the money go? Yeah. See ya!